What's happening? Hour number three, J Mart and Ramon, 104.5 The Zone, lifted up by All Four Seasons Garage Stores in Nashville. AllFourSeasonsGarages.com. Go there. I have a new LiftMaster at my home. And it was a good decision. You should do the same. Just tell them, hey, get the J Mart special. Get that one. Get the one they put in my place. That thing's awesome. Matter of fact, I'm going to open my garage door right now from my app.
All right now.
Not going to do that. Get home, everything's gone.
I know you live in a nice neighborhood, but.
No. I know what I can do during the break is open up his garage door.
Oh, man. At least you know when it's open. That's the best part about it.
Yeah. The Amazon thing is still beyond me. I don't think we'd ever do it because I just don't know if I could trust it.
Yeah.
But the idea that there's a camera there that's built into the light or whatever, it's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely interesting. So, Athletic has like six people that have picked all these games, right?
Right.
No upset. Everybody, it's 6-0 Packers. Nobody says the Niners will win, so watch the Niners win. 5 for the Chiefs, 1 for the Bills. Which I thought that might be more evenly split based on how you've heard Buffalo talked about this week. Bucks Rams was 50-50, 3-3. Which I think is fair.
Yeah, Bucks Rams 3-3. Yeah.
My issue there is Stafford when he gets pressured because nobody blitzes more than the Bucks. And if he's in trouble in that game, we saw what happened when the Titans got to him.
Mm-hmm.
Tennessee Bengals 3-3. 3 that picked the Bengals, 3 that picked the Titans on Get Up. What was it? You saw Greeny picked the Titans. Everybody picked them except Graziano. Is that right?
That's correct. Yep. So it was 3-1 Titans.
Even Sam Acho, who hasn't been nice to Titans this year. So it's very interesting him picking the Titans.
What's a Sam Acho? Who?
That's Acho cheese.
Acho cheese.
It's an Emmanuel Acho.
Who? I ain't got a clue.
Athletic writes, Cincinnati may be the lowest-seeded team remaining in the AFC, but underestimating Zach's team would not be wise. Bengals have won 4 of 5 dating back to the regular season, just ended a 31-year drought. Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase have done a whole lot more than bring LSU to Cincinnati. They've looked as good as most quarterback-wide receiver combinations left in the playoffs, and they get to go up against Tennessee's bottom 10 pass defense. That's the matchup to watch, considering
who said this?
The Athletic, reading their piece directly.
Who said anyone is underestimating the Bengals? What? What are we talking about here?
I ain't got a clue.
Well, he doesn't say that. It says Cincinnati may be the lowest seeded team, but underestimating that team would not be wise. That just means, hey, they're legit, in case you were wondering.
They won a division. Why would you underestimate them?
I know.
I'm not saying him in particular, but just anyone in general.
Right.
They won a division.
Right.
They didn't win the NFC East with a 7-9 record, like that used to happen back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
It's a legit team.
Yeah, I don't think any Titans fans are taking Burrow and Chase and Higgins and Boyd and Hendrickson, who is going to play pass through protocol. No shock there,
right?
They're a good football team. There's no question about that.
I think they got a whole lot of that P potential,
but right there, that the way that's written. Would not be wise, all that kind of stuff. That, again, is the same kind of thing you'd say about the Titans. That's the national guys that are just like, yeah, here's two teams that are playing tomorrow that we didn't pay all that close of attention to and need to now. Even though I think they were paying more attention to Cincinnati because the quarterback is flashy. Cousin Joey in Cross Plains. Joey, what's up?
Here we go, guys. Okay. So all you Cleveland Brown rejects, calm down. Act like you've been there. I know you don't know how to do it, all right? But just calm down. Put the crayons down for a minute and listen. Yes, you may have a good wide receiver and a halfway decent quarterback, but you don't have a running back who can run you over in a distance. So just chill out, take a break, and bless your heart. Bend over, take this ass whipping, and say, thank you. May I have another? And like I said, bless your heart. Tighten up. Let's go.
I'm going to put your drawers in the crack of your ass.
Listen.
Joey having mimosa this morning?
Joey's called in 3 times this week.
Violence.
It has been violent.
So we go from Cousin Joey to Jeff in Cincinnati. Jeff, what's up?
Uh-oh.
Hey. Hey, guys, how's it going? You made me put down my coffee with the Kurt Warner talk. I got some Bengals love from a caller a couple minutes ago. And you know what? I appreciate the have we been there before, but, you know, that's the mindset this team has. Is everybody on this team is young. Our coach got carded trying to go into a bar to pass out a game-winning football. Like, we're beyond the mindset of having to be less excited because we're here. But I think the biggest thing that people are forgetting is we're talking about hardware right now. And Ryan Tannehill wears a class ring, and the half-good quarterback, Joey Burrow, wears a national championship ring. And in his second year, he's got the hardware. And we're coming for more. And we're going to come to Nashville. We're going to take it. And then we've already brought it to Kansas City, so we'll do that again. Buffalo, who cares? We're partying like it's 1988, not 98. We're about to bring it back 10 more years. We're going to knock more people off the age chart. This team's ready. And to say Joe Mixon can't run anybody, you can just pull up his college tape and we don't even have to go down that road. My man's ready to bring the wood. He already brought the wood in the NFL. He's a Pro Bowler, and he's not breaking down. He doesn't have a Julio Jones foot. We got two steel plates on the field. That's more than my grandmother has. All I got to say is Hude, 31-20, and if my tickets come in, I'll be there. I don't know. I don't know if it's 5G or if it's the Titans, but I'm still waiting. But we'll be there. Out.
Kiss my ass.
I like Jeff coming strong.
That was a solid call, like, by Jeff.
Right, the class ring thing is funny, and the national championship ring and all that kind of stuff. I mean, Tebow's got a national championship ring. He's not in the league.
I mean, the two plates and grandmother thing was pretty good.
Yeah, no, there was a lot that was decent there.
But you did well.
It's a good, solid effort.
When
right
it's
there.
Good, you just got to. He was all right right there. Okay.
Just crop dusted myself. Eric in Nashville. Eric, what's up?
Hey, guys. I'm pumped because I'm going to be at WWE Friday Night SmackDown tonight. And then I'm going to watch the Tennessee Titans tomorrow. Lay the SmackDown on the Cincinnati Bengals tomorrow. Yeah. Hey, guys. I tell you what. I am pumped. I am pumped for this game tomorrow. Like they said, tomorrow's the 22nd. We're getting 22 back. And also, it's been 22 years since the Music City Miracle, guys. What omen does that tell you? And I tell you what, after this game and after the game's proceeding, you know what? We got King Henry, we got the Tribal Chief, and they're going to be saying to the NFL, the Titans will be saying, acknowledge me. Y'all take care. Oh, yes, get him out. Yeah, yeah.
Right, Eric. SmackDown here tonight. I knew it was coming at some point. That's how little I care about WWE right now.
I love the fact that Eric is just loosened up with us, man. Eric, you are a gem, and you will be protected. Oh.
It's AEW all the time now. Christian in Nashville. Christian, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's
First
up?
Off, just wanted to say love the show.
Thank you.
Ramon, go Vols as always.
Go Vols, baby!
There we go. Hey, I just kind of wanted to give you guys a little story. Kind of sad, kind of feel good, though. My grandfather recently passed away, and he was a massive Titans fan. The last thing he said to me is he said, look, this is our year. This is the year we win the Super Bowl. And I'm not a guy to think of karma or good omens or anything, but I've got a better feeling this year than I've ever had, so... Just wanted to share that story with you guys and tighten up, boys.
That's what sports do.
Sorry,
man.
Sorry to hear about him passing away.
That's what sports do.
It's a great unifier, and it creates a lot of memories and families and friendships that last a lifetime. And that's why we have jobs talking about it. It's because of the fabric that it weaves through fan bases and cultures and everything else. Like, I might not vote the same way you do, but I'll stand next to you at a stadium and cheer. And I'll get excited about the same kind of athletic craziness. You don't have to be a Memphis Grizzlies fan to love what Ja Morant's doing. Like, that sports is universal.
Thought she was going to mention the other Memphis team.
Nah, I don't want to talk about Penny right now. I don't think he should probably stop talking.
Hey, this is the only thing we got to say about Penny.
I pissed down my leg.
There's about to be powdered eggs in Memphis.
Hey, no, I need one more drop. I need the Drake drop for him, too, because you took that job and you knew what you was getting yourself into. So.
How deep I got to dig for you to pipe down.
When we come back.
Oh.
Is it Mike Keith next? It's Mike Keith, right? We got so much going on today.
We got
James and Arthur and Darnell. You guys hang with us. We got Mike Keith. We got the VOT. We will get preview from the guy you want to hear from next. J. Martin Ramon, 104.5 The Zone. Welcome back. Jay Martin and Ramon, 104.5. The Zone, 11-year NFL veteran, ball for life, Ramon Foster and Jonathan Schaefer. I'm Jason Martin at Ramon Foster at Schaefer on Sports at Jay Mart Radio at Jay Mart and Ramon. Tomorrow, Titans-Bengals coverage begins. What time, Schaefer, is Lee Company countdown to kickoff?
11 a.m.
All right. If the playoffs continue in the AFC, they will go through this building until further notice. Tomorrow, we expect a huge return.
Yeah,
we expect an announcement later today about said return, and then I can't even wait to see what that's going to look like in person tomorrow. Healthcare coverage from Farm Bureau Health Plans, and by the way, thanks for those shirts, those long sleeve shirts that they put up. Those things are great, and they a good company made them too. Nice soft T-shirts, long sleeves, excellent. Extra set of pads when you need them the most. They've been protecting Tennesseans since 1947. That's Farm Bureau Health Plans. They make it possible for us to chat with Mike Keith, voice of the Titans, every Friday. Mike, good morning.
Good morning.
So how excited do you feel like Nashville is for tomorrow, considering there's a pep rally scheduled like it's a high school football game tonight?
I would say on the high level of excitement. That's what I would go high to extra high. Top of the charts, if you will. Crazy. Wild. Nuts. Whatever you want to call it.
So what do you think the atmosphere will be like? It's going to be cold, but it's not going to be bitter cold. It's going to be, I don't know, if I looked at it right, somewhere around freezing, maybe 35, somewhere in that neighborhood. I don't think anybody's going to care that's there. But can you even predict what the atmosphere will look like in that facility tomorrow?
Yeah, it's gonna register on the Richter scale because that place is gonna shake.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's gonna be like no other game. Excuse me, it's gonna be like no other game at Nissan Stadium in the history of the building. Because I think there's an anticipation for this. I think there is an older group of fans, not necessarily older in terms of age, but people who have been there since the beginning, who are excited that this sort of thing is happening again. And then you've got a whole new group of fans that this is their first time to go through this. And I think the combination of the two and the fact that this is now very much a pro sports town, that we've seen a couple things, that we've done a couple things, that we know what it's all about. Plus, this is a football town and a football part of the country. I think all those things are going to combine to make it the most special atmosphere in the history of Nissan Stadium. And there's a possibility it could be topped 8 days later, which is really exciting.
Yeah. So as far as this game goes, you know, there's a lot of things that can go into saying, hey, this could happen, that could happen. We should watch for this. If there's one aspect of, let's say, the Cincinnati defense, we know what that offense is. We've heard all of this. What's one thing that you could say is an issue to handle when it comes to the Cincinnati defense?
Pressure, because they can get pressure. Mm-hmm. And the Titans can't afford to let Tannehill take a lot of hits in this ball game. Tannehill is going to have some chances to do some good things. If he has time, he will do good things. The Titans have to handle the pressure, Ramon. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what it comes down to, because there are so many things that Todd Downing is going to have a chance to choose amongst.
Yeah.
And if they're not getting pressure, he's going to have the full menu, the full card, and he's going to be able to pick lots and lots of things, and he can drive them crazy. But pressure is the one thing that can truly disrupt all of that.
Okay, so with that pressure right there, I'm guessing it could be looked at as two ways. Pressure that Cincinnati can send to this Titans offense, but also the pressure of actually performing. Do you think, you know, it's on Todd to stay calm, don't feel the pressure of having to do too much too soon because of, hey, you mentioned it, 22 is back this week, and you don't want to just do too much as far as, you know, getting outside of your game plan. Can he stay calm this weekend?
Well, I think the choices are probably taking what you're saying. I get it. Let me take you in a little different direction.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing I don't think you want to do is if Derrick Henry is activated at 3 o'clock today, which is obviously the anticipation, then you don't want to go to the thing and say, well, we got Derrick Henry, so let's trick him with a lot of other stuff.
Yeah.
You know, here's what we're going to do. We're going to line him up and not give him the ball at all. Won't that be a surprise? And that's not Todd. That's not Todd. The thing I like about Todd, and where I think people have seen he's a really good coach as he's been through so many things this year, is he's going to find that balance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's going to find the balance of feed the beast. Hey, let's get Deontay in the game. Let's get Dontrell in the game. Let's throw it to Ferkser. Let's throw it to AJ. Let's throw it to Nick. Let's throw it to Julio. You know, all of those sort. Let's find Jeff Swaim. He'll find the balance.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that's going to be a problem. I don't see that as any sort of issue. Now, you know, circumstances can determine that. I mean, if you're starting every drive from your 2 yard line, you know, that's problematic. That's where you have to be smart on special teams. You have to avoid penalties. You have to take advantage of field position like they did early in the Miami game,
right,
where they won the first two punts and then started the third drive on the Miami 45-yard line. You know, those are the sorts of things that have to happen in the ballgame.
Quarterback, we've heard plenty about Burrow. We know how good he is. We've watched it. It's really fun to watch their offense. Ryan Tannehill, he gets talked about the way he gets talked about. He doesn't seem to care. But at the same time, do you think he relishes the opportunity to be a storyline in the positive direction for his football team tomorrow?
I really don't think he cares at all about that. I think he just wants to go play well. I think that's one of the secrets of Tannehill that is one of the greatest things about him, is he does not have the sensitivity and the sort of rabbit ears of a lot of the quarterbacks. Even the great ones, mm-hmm. You know, they take things so personally. And I think Tannehill knows who he is as a person. I think he is very comfortable with what he does. I think he's a ball player. I think he'd like to go throw for 300 yards? Sure. You know, but he wants to play in an AFC championship game. So if he walks to the line and he sees, I can check to a play where I hand it off and we make 8 yards, you know, that's what he's going to do. That's why I think he is so much the right quarterback for this football team, Jason, because I don't think any of that factors into him personally. I don't think he's affected in any way, shape, or form. He didn't get affected when it went badly in November. And for a while, you know, it wasn't going very well. It wasn't going very well for him. But he was never affected. And he was never, you know, maybe he pressed on a couple of throws, but you just didn't see on the practice field and in everything that he did that he was just rattled.
Right.
Which is the nice thing about having a 33-year-old quarterback who's had good moments. And guess what? He's had bad moments too. He's lived it. And those can go on during the course of games. You need that.
As far as bad moments go, also, one thing that I think it holds true for all teams, but I saw it when, you know, breaking down the Cincinnati team, is the turnovers. Can this defense rattle Joe Burrow enough to force him into bad situations? That's going to be one of the biggest talking points, because Joe Burrow is the talking point when it comes down to him and Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins, sure, and Tyler Boyd, you know?
Well, they're going to have to.
Yeah.
Now, listen, I think the Cincinnati Bengals are probably going to move the ball, because they move the ball on a lot of people. What it comes down to is, when you have a chance to sack him, can you sack him? When they get inside the 20, can you make them kick a field goal? When you get them in a third and long, can you get them off the field? And when you have that look that he's not expecting and you've got a shot to pick him off, can you do it? You know, that's the moments are what playoff games come down to. You remember a dropped interception. You remember a punt return, which sets up a score. Every moment matters. Burrow will probably have more good plays than bad plays because he's Joe Burrow. But can you make the bad plays count?
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's going to be about for this defense. I think they can, because I think they're much more talented than they were a year ago. And I think they have the ability to win individually better than they did a year ago. Last year, I mean, he tortured us. Because, I mean, he stood back in the pocket forever,
mm-hmm.
and he went after Jonathan Joseph, and, you know, they went after a lot of guys, and it was just bad. I think this group of players is better, and I don't think it has to be as much about scheme to be able to take advantage of some things.
And then I think there will be some moments where you can take advantage of scheme.
So defensively, on the piggybacking off of Ramon's question, who do you think maybe is an X factor on the defense that could really change things tomorrow that's not as obvious? Like, we know Byard and we understand Big Jeff and we get that, but who's a real X factor, somebody that you think could really step up and make something happen tomorrow?
Zach Cunningham. I think Zach Cunningham is a guy that is an X factor with the way he plays in a game like this. I mean, even if he makes a tackle 5 yards down the field on a ball carrier or a pass catcher, he can knock them loose. He can get a hand in the passing lanes and make things happen. He can certainly put a lick on Joe Mixon. I worry a lot about the Joe Mixon factor because of all the things I've heard not talked about, Joe Mixon's the one that's the scariest because, you know, he's, what, third leading rusher in the NFL, and he's a guy who could pound it 30 times if he needs to on a cold day. And if they got a lead and wanted to take the air out of it, they could give it to Joe Mixon, would take a lot of pressure off their offensive line. I think the Titans have to make sure and get after Joe Mixon, and a guy like Zach Cunningham and a guy like David Long are big factors in stopping the run game.
Yeah. And so with the run game too, they're missing Larry Ogunjobi, but I think Tyre Tart is questionable this week also. Who do you think has a better chance of controlling that line of scrimmage? Because to me, the veteran side of the Titans offensive line, I think, should dominate the missing parts in which Cincinnati has. But let's be real. Sam Hubbard, DJ Reader, and also Trey Henderson are pretty solid too. This is a good back and forth matchup of these units.
Well, DJ Reader weighs 350 pounds.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, he's a load. And so, you know, he takes up two guys a lot of times. Listen, I mean, if you look at our football team and you look at our experience and you look at the salary cap and, you know, you look at the contracts, I mean, our offensive line in draft picks and money, we've invested a lot in our offensive line. They're some of our best players. And you got a guy like Taylor Lewan, who's a three-time Pro Bowler. You got a guy like Roger Saffold, who is fantastic and has battled through injuries. Ben Jones and Nate Davis and Quessenberry has played his rear end off this year. I mean, they got to play big. You know, this is where that investment comes in, you know, and the investment on defense and the guys that you went out and got. This is what it comes down to. They've got to play well. And they've got to control this football game. It didn't happen last year in the Baltimore playoff game. Derrick Henry, 18 rushes, 40 yards. You know, the Titans, 13 total points in that ball game. Mm-hmm. You know, we've got to be better. And I think that will be, you know, one of the main points of this game.
One of the big benefits for the Titans is not having to have played last week. It was a game that was costly for Cincinnati, as you mentioned, with Ogunjobi and Hendrickson's going to play, but having to deal with concussion protocol this week. And they're a little banged up, and that was a physical game against the Raiders. What does it say that the Titans are probably the healthiest they've been all season at the moment that you want to be the healthiest you've found a way to be all season?
It's what we hoped when the season started, yeah. You know, is that the late bye, the mini bye, now this bye. This is a team that has wound into form. And I think it's really important to note that the Titans will make some guys inactive tomorrow just because they feel like they're just not part of the best 48 for this game. I can't remember where the Titans didn't have inactives that were either because they were injured or because they needed someone to play another position due to injuries, and they had to take numbers from another position group. They're going to put down guys, you know, have several healthy scratches. So you feel great about that. And, you know, the Titans have several of their key players who are over 30 years old. And so having the extra rest, even if those guys weren't hurt, mm-hmm. having the extra rest is great for those guys. Great for a Ben Jones. You know, great for a Taylor Lewan, great for Ryan Tannehill, great for DeNico Autry. So this is going to be a fresh football team. And I think that's the advantage, you know, the home atmosphere and the extra time that this team has had over the last 6 weeks which they desperately needed in the first 12 weeks.
Mike, you're a guy who paints pictures with your words, and you do it well. Tomorrow afternoon, you're welcome. Tomorrow afternoon, you got to paint a picture for everybody at the start of this game on this intro of 22, the Yuli Dooley running through, and just this atmosphere of Nissan, of Nashville, and just being at a different era of where this organization has been as of recently. Give us a little insight into how that's going to look tomorrow.
Well, we have to activate him at 3 o'clock, of course.
Yeah, okay, well, yeah. Look at you just playing the back seat to it.
Hey, I majored in political science. What are you kidding? No, I think it's – I'm not sure how it's going to feel. I just think it's going to be really organic what the reaction of our booth is to seeing him come back out.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I think, you know, it's really important that once it all starts, I think that falls into the background because you've got to win this game.
True.
I mean, it's a great story, but it's really a great story if he goes out and scores two touchdowns, you win, and the Titans host the first AFC championship game. In other words, I guess what I'm saying is, I don't think the story is the initial return.
Mm-hmm.
I think the story is the impact of the return. And if he is a major factor in a win, if he's a factor at all in a win, I think that's what I'm hopeful to tell that sort of a story. Now, when he comes out, is there going to be a moment? Yeah. I think it will be only thing to rival Javon Curse's return and the end of the Music City Miracle play will be, you know, Derrick Henry and the crowd taking note that he's back in uniform if he's activated at 3 o'clock today.
Well done.
As Rudyard Kipling once wrote in a famous poem, if.
Yeah. How competitive do you think this is going to be? Do you feel like, you know, we're going to see some fingernails bitten from both fan bases in the second half of this game?
Sure.
It feels on paper like it's a special, special – it could be a very special afternoon.
Well, we beat Pittsburgh in 2004 in the 2003 playoffs, 34-31 in overtime. I think it probably feels like that. I think it's an old-school AFC playoff game where some things are going to happen, some punches are going to be thrown, some punches are going to be landed. I think it's on. If it's 20-13 like last year's Baltimore game, I would be surprised. I think it's a different feel than that because of what the offenses have and just understanding what you're going to have to do, you know, to win this football game. You know, the Titans can't give up big plays. They've got to make Burrow drive the ball, and then they've got to get him off the field. On the flip side, the Titans have to score touchdowns because they're playing against a team that averages 27 points a game. So that to me, I'll be very surprised if this is not a close, tense sort of ball game.
Well, we're looking forward to hearing the call tomorrow, Mike. Stay safe tonight. That should be fun as well. Do you have any kind of a preview for those that are going to make it down to 6th and Peabody for the event tonight?
I will say this. If you are there tonight, there's going to be something memorable that happens there.
Mm. That's quite a tease right there, Mike. Look at you, Mike. Look at you, broadcast professional.
I can guarantee that.
Oh, Broadway Mike now?
Interesting. Is that?
I would say book it.
Hey, Mike.
Special, something memorable in addition to being in the presence of the greatest play-by-play man in the NFL?
A lot better than that. Yeah. Hey, Jim Nance is going to be there? What?
You said it. He might pop up now.
He might. He might swing by. Yeah. We love having him swing by.
Hello, friends.
Mike, I know how much you enjoy the job that you have, so I just say have fun tomorrow. Have fun tonight and have fun tomorrow. I know you will.
Well, it doesn't get much better than this unless there's next weekend.
Appreciate you, Mike.
Look at Mike with all the teases, man.
I'm just going to say thank you and put him on hold so he can end it there. Jim Nance, by the way, 615-737-1045. If you haven't left for Arrowhead yet, give us a call. It's a local number. 615-737-1045.
It's a local number.
We got Keith Bullock at the top of the hour. Then we got a Didi Kinkabwala. There's one thing that I was thinking about with Derrick Henry. It's something that Schaefer had mentioned off air yesterday. I really wanted to talk about, and that is the level of like reverence that Nashville and Titans fans have for Derrick Henry right now. Where does it stack up already all time for this franchise? The way people feel about him,
mm-hmm.
Where is he on that list? Maybe we can ask Keith Bullock that question. When we come back, I'd love to talk about that. But James, Arthur, and Darnell, you held on through Mike Keith. We will get to your phone calls next. J. Martin and Moe, 104.5 The Zone.
Tighten up.
So 16 seconds to play. Bills 16, Titans 15. Kevin Dyson is deep with Ike Bird. Do the Titans have a miracle left in them in what has been a magical season to this point? If they do, they need it now. Christie kicks it high and short. Going to be fielded by Lorenzo Neal at the 25.
Yeah,
pitches it back to Wycheck. He throws it across the field to Dyson.
He's got something. 30, he's 40, got something.
50,
he's got 40, it. He's got it.
20, 10,
he's got 5. It.
End zone, touchdown Titans. There are no flags on the field. It's a miracle. Tennessee has pulled a miracle. A miracle for the Titans.
Peyton Manning referred to that on Monday when, was it the Rams or the Cardinals won? Tried it. I think it was the Cardinals. Not the game. It was one of those two teams that tried to pull the Music City Miracle, but missed it. Yeah. So Peyton Manning immediately was like, that shouldn't be legal. And then he was like, just like the Titans one shouldn't have been legal. he didn't say it that succinctly, but he basically was just kind of like, I don't know if that one wasn't legal because of where the pass landed.
Thank you, Aaron Rodgers.
It was kind of interesting.
The beloved Peyton said
that. There it is. That's about turnovers. This should surprise no one. Bengals 11-1 when they win or tie the turnover battle. 1-5 when they lose it.
Yep.
Titans 10-1 when they win or tie. 2-4 when they lose it. You turn the ball over more, you're probably going to lose.
Yeah.
That's football 101. 75% of the time, the team that turns the ball over less wins.
Hmm.
James in Gallatin. James, what's up?
What's up, James?
Hey, man, what's going on? Tighten up.
Hey, now.
Hey, I got a remedy how to beat Burrow. Don't let him play. Keep him off the field.
Yep.
And, you know, Brett Kern's going to have a big game this week. You know, he's going to have to put us in good position in order to beat us. Hey, man, I'm going to tell you right now, Henry's coming back today. That three-headed monster in the backfield with Foreman, Hillard, and Henry, oh, man, I'm telling you, I'm excited about what they're going to do tomorrow. They're going to run the football. Hey, man, you know, they ain't nobody been able to stop us all year. Hey, man, we've kept everything going ever since when Henry went down, Foreman stepped in, Hillard. Man, I'm telling you, man, we got a monster of a backfield. Ain't nobody talking about Foreman. You know, Foreman is who's got us here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, we don't need to forget about him now. And, you know, that's all through the media, Titans this, Titans that, you know, and they're talking about Henry coming. I'm a big Henry fan. I've been watching Titans since I was, I don't know, in my early 20s. I'm almost 50 now. So I think, you know, the formula to beat them is we're going to have to keep them off the field.
Yeah.
We're going to have to run the rock. Hey, man, we're going to have to play field position. Brett Kern's going to have a big game. And if we do that, we'll come out with a W. Hey, guys, good talking to y'all.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, James. Thanks. Arthur, next. Arthur, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing? Can you hear me?
Yeah, yeah, we got you.
Oh, cool, man. I feel like I've been on here long enough to win Titans tickets. All right, so look, here's my thing. Here's my thing. I'm so sick of the national media with this quarterback-driven league. You know, it's quarterback. And if you don't have the most dominant quarterback that's playing the football game, then you're going to lose. That's the dumbest thing. So did Jimmy Garoppolo beat the Cowboys or did the 49ers beat the Cowboys? Like, they act like we don't have a monster defensive line. You know, they act like we don't have a well-coached defense. They act like we don't have wide receivers. Like, I just do not understand why we have to have a quarterback throwing for 5,000 yards to get talked about or feel like that we're going to make some noise in the playoffs. I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah.
Chicks dig the long ball. Chicks dig quarterbacks.
Yep. Best way to sum it up.
When we come back, Keith Bullock and then Aditi Kinkabwala. Busy fourth hour, our final hour before the one more sleep kicks in. The game is tomorrow. Jay Martin and Moe, 104.5 The Zone.